Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good
Here
morning.
We are, now this will be airing on the second week of January. So this will be the 13th of January. And this month is moving forward as well. And we're into 2025. And hopefully everyone's getting ready for a good year, which, you know, if you haven't, go back to our January 1st devotion to kind of get a setup for what the year is intended to
yes.
be. And, you know, we just got to think of, interesting enough, this tension that we live in. And it's about, we live in a world of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, I'm not pulling you out of that world. You're not exempt from that world. And yep, you're going to have trouble.
Right.
You're going to have things that are problematic, complex, sticky, adversity, decisions that aren't easy to make. All kinds of stuff is going to happen to you. And we'll have that in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, while you have that, I'm going to deliver to you the covenant. The plans right. that I have for you are good. You're going to have a good year, not a year free of trouble. And it could be even severe trouble, you know, because that's a lot of times happens is that something happens like, oh man, this is really not good. And God says, yeah, I know, but I'll resolve it for you. I'll bring resolution to you. So if we understand that, we can get excited about, I wonder how this year is going to turn out. Mm-hmm. But I know one thing, it's going to be good.
Right.
And we can trust that. So we're talking about God's will. We've talked about last Wednesday that it's by invitation. And so one key thing to really understand, and this is a problem for believers, everything that happens is not God's will, because a lot of people think it is.
Right.
And it's under the,
and we live thought. As if it is a lot of people, that is the way they function in life. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that whatever happens, happens, which actually is a call of Christian fatalism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever happens, happens. And it's under the thought that isn't God in control?
Mm-hmm.
And if God is in control and I am a child of God and he wants good things for me, why would I ever experience things that aren't good?
Right, right.
And how come he doesn't fix it? Or I got a problem. And I pray and I pray and I pray, God, fix it, fix it, fix it, take care of it, get rid of it, hell, and nothing happens. I don't understand that. So I guess that's God's will. See, you see how it goes?
And this is how we get the false sense that God is not good.
Right.
You know, that is where ultimately. That theology comes. I mean, like if we, I didn't know a lot of people wouldn't say that out loud,
no.
but that is what they're thinking, you know, when they're seeing all these things going on in the world, they have this false idea that God is not good because they're believing he literally is in control of it all and causing this or allowing these bad things, right?
Yeah. Or that he doesn't really involve himself.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we thought, you know, and all we really do is have a good ticket to heaven. So yeah, hallelujah, we'll get there and it'll be
Let's
good.
Let's just hang on till then. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's now. He said, I've come to give you life and give it to you abundantly right now. That, and the key, see, is that the world is under the control of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And he even stated so, and Jesus admitted it. He says, my kingdom is superior to that, and I can overcome all of the trouble that is under the control of the enemy. I'm not causing that trouble. I can contribute to that trouble, by the way, as a way of helping you repent.
Mm-hmm.
I can make it even harder on you because I need you to turn around and come with me, but I don't cause it. There's plenty of trouble all by itself. But my will is for you to have goodness in a world of trouble.
Right.
And if you would understand that, it would be, yeah, I got trouble, but Father, could you lead me to the covenant, to the good place? And you and I can say, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned it. We live that way. Others live that way. It's true. It doesn't mean we're absent of trouble.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that we don't have all kinds of issues that we got to resolve. but we know who will resolve them, and he mm-hmm. does, and it's going to be good. And we live the covenant life. So we've been talking about it's a choice. It's by invitation. It's not guaranteed. And it's step by step. Now, there is something that we can rely on. And let's go to that. And let's go to 2 Timothy 3, verses 14 to 17. 2 Timothy 3, 14 to 17.
But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Yeah. So he makes a statement that all Scripture, so this is Old Testament, New Testament, mm-hmm. is profitable for me to walk with God mm-hmm. and learn what it means to receive that truth into my heart and live it out by me being obedient to his promises and my instruction. And he says, so as you're seeking my will, he says, I do need you to abide in my word.
Mm-hmm.
I've already spoken a lot about the things of your life that I need you to spend time with to receive it. And then I'll tell you how I'm going to apply it. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, he says, this is in Mark 11, he says, you're learning to pray and you're even experiencing some power in that prayer. And I remind you that you have unforgiveness in your heart. Mm,
right.
He says, stop and let's go get that resolved now before right. you go any further, because you're going to hamper your ability for me to walk you into the power of prayer, which is what I'm going to speak to you and you receive it and then you take authority with it. So, all right, I read that verse and I recognize, you know what? I have unforgiveness mm-hmm. towards somebody. Now, by the way, who revealed that to you? The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit did, right.
And you now know it. You're recognizing, okay, yeah, I have it. And by the way, that's going to be part of how we process God's will is receiving the truth. So God says you have unforgiveness. What God doesn't want us to do is debate him.
Right.
No, we don't. You know, no, I don't. You know, no. I don't know. I forgive. God said, no, you have unforgiveness in your heart. No, mm-hmm. I don't. You know, and it's kind of funny. This is really funny because this comes up a lot, quite frankly. And this is an issue of life. I'm discipling somebody and I recognize that they have unforgiveness in their heart because they're talking about this person.
Right.
And you can see it. You can feel it. You know, and like I said, I really would like you to consider that maybe you have unforgiveness in your mm-hmm. heart toward this person. No, I don't. And then they get really hard-hearted and they start getting agitated.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, now stop a second. Listen to what just happened to you.
Right.
Do you recognize the energy you have toward this person? And you proved it out. You have unforgiveness in your heart. God doesn't want you to debate that. And by the way, he doesn't look at it as what's wrong with you at all. He just said, it's going to block your ability to walk with me because that's my nature is forgiveness. Mm. And you and I got to get that resolved. So let's go resolve it. Now, if somebody said, okay, I see that verse and he reminded me that I have unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
What would be my next question to God?
What do you have to say about that? It's really, even in that, what do you have to say here? And is there a step you need me to take? What do you need to show me in my heart? I mean, there's so many things along the way of how he's going to lead you to forgiveness.
Yeah,
it's not forgiveness.
How do I now get to forgiveness?
Mm-hmm.
And I got it. What are the verses for that mm-hmm. that I would spend time on? So he said, my word is the first place you start.
Mm-hmm.
You got an issue? Well, what have I already said about this?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll guide you into the fulfillment of that. But, and what I want to say to everybody is it's not absent of the word.
Right.
And it's not later, it's start there.
Yes.
God said, I've already spoken this truth. Now I need to apply it to you.
Right.
But I have said something and I need you to abide in them mm-hmm. to receive what I'm going to do with this. And always go to the word first. And by the way, I won't violate the word.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be doing something that is opposite of what I've already said is true. Okay.
Right.
Now it's not about mechanics. It's about Why? It's truth. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to reveal truth. I've already said truth, and I want you to receive that truth, and I've given you the privilege of that truth. You don't even have to guess at it. I'll start to show it to you. Okay.
It's funny. There's a funny quote, which I'm going to botch, but you'll get the gist of it, that talks about how so often Christians sit asking and wanting a fresh word from God every day, while the word that he has given them is collecting dust on their shelf.
That's good. I like that. Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. I've already said something, so let's go there. Okay. So he said the word is profitable. It's valid. It's true. Go to the word, start with the word, logos. Okay, now go to John 6:63 and verse 68 and then 17:3. He says, now let me help you understand something about what I will do with that logos.
John 6:63 says, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
Okay, and then 68.
But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Okay, and then Jesus defines eternal life in John 17:3.
Which says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Yeah, the word know there is experience.
Mm-hmm.
You will have the life of God experienced now in this lifetime. So we actually start experiencing eternal life, the power of God and the experience of God now, which, by the way, does go into eternity, which that's good mm-hmm. news. But life is not just a ticket to heaven.
Right.
It's my words that I speak to you are life and their spirit, and they give you the way to experience my life in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called rhema.
Right.
Okay. So he says, I put these two things together. I have logos, the word of God, and it's all true. What I want you to do is let me, Christ speaking through the Holy Spirit, speak those words into your life, and I'll apply them personally to you and make it rhema mm-hmm. for you. And that's why you can't, what's called name it and claim it.
Right.
Is that I can't say, well, you said that in, you know, Deuteronomy 28 verse that you'll fill my storehouses with mm-hmm. bounty. I want that. My storehouses, I'm broke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to that verse and say, I claim that. Give it to me.
Right. Right.
Because you said the word's true, and I claim that to be true. He said, well, you automatically just disqualified yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now think about why. Why, if I claim it by myself, I actually disqualify myself?
Because I haven't asked him what he wants to say about this. And he is the God of the universe, the God who spoke it into existence, right?
Yeah. And because, see, I've gone to self. And when I go to self, I've walked away from him, mm-hmm. which is the whole problem that Adam and Eve have, is they exercise right. their will without listening and following God. He said, now, it may be true, by the way, but you've disqualified yourself from receiving it because you walked away from me and you decided that's what you wanted. And he said, as opposed to, I'm broke. I've got a financial problem. What do you have to say about it? And he said, when I speak to you, Deuteronomy 28:12, he said, that's the beginning of it. And I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to fill your storehouses, but there's a lot of steps to go from here to there. And right. I will speak to you spirit and life mm-hmm. because, like, for example, hey, son, God says, let me ask you a question. By the way, Deuteronomy 12, I'm speaking to you, Deuteronomy 12:28-12. I'm going to fill mm-hmm. your storehouses. Good. He says, I got a question for you. Are you tithing?
Mm.
No. Well, that's a problem.
Right.
Because I can't fill your storehouses until you learn to trust me. And one of the ways of trusting me is tithing your money that you have today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I can't afford it. He said, well, we got to talk about that.
Right, right.
Okay, so come and walk with me and I'll start speaking to you, Rhema, mm-hmm. about your problem with tithing, which might be just the first step toward me fulfilling your storehouses.
Right.
And it's not about giving you a promise that you can claim. It's I speak it to you, but now I have to walk you into it because there's right. a lot of things going on here.
Right. And in the process of that walk is always sanctification, right?
Yeah.
Always. I don't think there's anything he's ever walked me into that he also did not use to make me more like him and to reveal things in my heart he wanted to refine.
Right, right. And so this, it's this beautiful living of, well, okay, then I got to learn about tithing. Okay, well, let's go to the Word. And now I'm going to start talking to God. And God says, well, here's the truth. And see, it's not about blind obedience. Okay, well, just tithe and you'll fix it all. No, it's a heart thing. Son, why are you having a hard time tithing? Well, because I'm broke. Well, you're broke because you're not tithing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but okay, so then bless me so I can tithe and then I won't. No, it works the other way around. Let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Why don't you trust me? And it's a back and forth around the words that he speaks in the Logos, but it's Rhema as it starts to him tell me as to, yeah, you have a hurt here, or you have a lack of faith here, or there's something in the way that I need to reveal to you. And I'll speak Rhema. My words are spirit and life, and they'll lead you to experience me. Why? I would like to bless you. Mm-hmm. But there's steps along the way that we have to resolve first.
Right.
So don't demand that I give you blessing without me leading you into that blessing.
Right. Step by step, it's an interesting thing because along the way, he will refine our heart. So it's not always just, like you said, like blind obedience. But then there are also places where he absolutely calls a step of faith and obedience. And until you take that step, he's not actually able to address the heart issue. So we can't even put that in a box, right? It is literally, what is he telling us to do? And we say all the time, without faith, it is impossible to please him. And so there are times that we just have to stand on faith of what he says and take that next step and then allow him to bring our heart alongside, right?
Yeah. Think about that. Well, I need you to learn to tithe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now he says, I set before you life or death, blessing or cursing. Remember, the choice is, okay, I will walk with you while I struggle with this tithing stuff.
Yes.
And I can't yet say yes to tithing because there's a problem here, but I'm choosing to walk with you and let you guide me and lead me into that place where I can say yes. Mm-hmm. And see, God doesn't say, you better tithe. No, there's a truth to this. I got to show you that truth and I got to get you past your blockage in your soul. Mm-hmm. And all I'm asking you to do is just come with me.
Right.
I'll do that work. It's okay that you struggle with this. It's okay that you can't even do it today. I get that. Mm-hmm. No problem. That's not a problem. The only problem will be what? You just say, I don't care.
Throwing up your hands and walking away from it.
And I can't do it. And I'm not going to walk with you. He said, okay. He said, now, because of that, you can't ever get to the blessing of me filling your storehouses because you've just decided you're not willing to walk with me and I can't deliver it to you. Mm-hmm. Because why? You're not following my will.
Right.
And it's not about you. It's about what I want to do for you. And if you stay with me, I'll even do that for you.
Right. Right.
So it's kind of cool. Well, Father, we thank you for, you know, just the beauty of what you're showing us here is that it does start with Logos. We are to go to your word. We are never to violate that, and we're always to be in your word. But you have to speak Rhema to it. You have to speak things to it. You have to uncover those things to us so that we understand it, and it has to become specific through us. And it's just a walk, and it's a beautiful place of Logos and your words becoming spirit and life to us, which guides us into your will, which means we get to experience the fullness of who you are, who's the giver of the covenant. And so we just pray that we'll have a heart to do it. Why would we not? And may we learn how to do it. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich, and thank you for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.